Jasmine, what's wrong with your voice?
I have a cold. No kidding. So, everyone, I'm sorry. I sound like Donald Duck right now.
No kidding. I hope you remember our little deal from last week.
When have I not upheld an end of our deal?
Well, first of all, I think you owe me about $200 in small change from the money I've lent you for the vending machine.
Mm. Sounds suspicious and unlikely.
Yeah.
However, I do remember our deal. Last week, I wanted to do a show about sexy songs, and you said, only if next week we can do songs about love.
Which is why this week, we're talking about amor. Songs about love.
Oh, boy. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And if you feel a warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart, it's because Alt Latino has just begun. Okay.
Right now we're listening to the Venezuelan band Los Amigos Invisibles and their song In Love With You. Okay, Jazz, why did you pick this song?
This song is telling the story of how this guy didn't mean to fall in love with the woman. He just wanted to have a good time with her. But it just kind of happened. He fell in love. And since last week's show was about lust, I thought this was a very appropriate song to begin with.
Lust turning into love. It happens.
Sometimes. Felix, Los Amigos Invisibles is a band that's having a love affair with 70s style Latin funk.
You know, these guys speak my language. I mean, the funk guitar riffs, the popping bass, the sexy minimalist keyboards. It's a sound with roots in things like jazz funksters like Herbie Hancock and a way cool band called Pieces of a Dream. Very, very influential bands, a very, very influential sound.
They're also, how can I say, their songs have like the hormonal tendencies of a 16-year-old boy. I mean, they definitely love the ladies and they sing about women a lot, which is why it's fun to hear such a lustful band sing about love. Although, you know, the music sounds a little like adult entertainment music to me, you know, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom,
chick. I don't know what you're talking about. That is proof that she's sick. Nice. You know, whether you're talking about a former friend or someone you met at a bar, once you find that special someone, how do you describe the feeling of new love?
Corny?
Come on, man. Corny. God. This is anything but corny. And when we asked our audience to tell us what their favorite love songs were, several listeners suggested this song by Café Tacuba. It's a romantic ballad in its purest form. Lo que más quiero en este mundo eso eres. Mi pensamiento más profundo también eres. Tan solo dime lo que hago aquí me tienes. Eres. This is a great song. It's called Eres by Café Tacuba. And that means you are. It's very poetic. The singer is talking about feeling a very, very deep love for this person. And he sings, you cannot imagine how long I have wanted you, because you are what I love the most in this world. That is what you are. Every minute that I think, that is what you are. What I most take care of in this world, that is what you are. See? Isn't that sweet?
Very.
I think this song also shows the versatility of Café Tacuba. I mean, they can be cutting edge, they can be kitschy, and they can be romantic.
Felix, of course, once you fall in love, you start promising things.
Things you might regret later.
Well, it's not something this next band is worried about. I'm talking about Denver, a band from Chile, and their song Lo Que Quieras, or Whatever You Want. God, I love this song. It's like an anthem.
It is. It's a very good example of writing a love song in a contemporary vein. It's not, there aren't a lot of strings. It's not really lushly romantic.
Uh-huh.
But it's got a nice beat, and it's got this very uplifting lyrics. And it
sounds like a movie soundtrack, doesn't it?
We're waiting for something to happen, something great.
The entire song is the singer promising this girl he's fallen in love with all these extravagant things.
It's also very poetic. At one part he says, "If winter is too long for you, I'll make it shorter. And if you want to see God, I have his picture in my night table." That's pretty romantic.
Or a very slick way to get a girl into your bedroom.
Oh, come on, don't be so cynical.
In any case, this is a band I just discovered, and I just love them. And I gotta say, I don't like love songs. I think everyone knows that by now.
Yes.
But this one is just too sweet not to like. It's just a great song.
You know, I have to say that they sound much like other indie bands you hear in the U.S., and I don't know, what do we think about that?
You know, Felix, I think a good band is a good band, period. I think musicians constantly borrow and are inspired, and there's a difference between inspiration and copying, and definitely this band has been inspired by the indie movement, but they sound very unique, and I think there's just... This is just a good song. And although I'm the first to celebrate Latin bands that incorporate more traditional forms of music, I don't think Latin bands have to have that. You know what I mean? I mean, in a way, that's kind of stereotyping. I mean, no one tells, I don't know, British bands how they have to sound. So why do you have to tell Latin bands what they have to sound like?
You know, bands from Spanish-speaking countries certainly have, you know, lots of rich folk traditions to draw from. And a lot of them do use that to create their own distinct sound. But I think expecting all bands to somehow draw on that is like expecting all bands from the U.S. to have, like, you know, like a banjo or something in the music. You know, can you imagine Pearl Jam with a banjo?
No, I mean, just, I think, yeah, exactly. We agree.
We'd like to hear from you, our listeners, on this subject. You can visit us at our new blog at npr.org/altlatino and tell us what you think. Jazz, have you ever heard the saying, La escoba nueva siempre barre bien?
Yes. It literally translates into a new broom always sweeps well. It's a very popular Spanish saying, and what it means is something new, like a new lover or a new love, is always perfect. And then time passes, and you start to see his or her flaws. And I don't really know what the English equivalent of that saying is.
Well, our next artist, Pedro Piedra from Chile, finds that out in the song Si Somos Salvajes, which means if we are savages. And in the song, the singer describes how much he loves the woman, but he gets into these constant, epic fights with her. Nos moja la cara y se ríe de él. También el presidente y el santo arrastran los pies como tú y yo.
Wow, they really don't get along.
They're having a few problems.
He's talking about, yeah, they need to see a marriage counselor. He's talking about how not even two bears fight as savagely as they do. So he concludes, since we seem to constantly fight like savage beasts, I'm going to go ahead and go get my club and kill an animal for dinner.
Whoa. That's kind of intense. That's a lot of fighting, especially for such a happy tune.
You know, I suspect this is one of those couples who loves to fight.
Could be.
I mean, they're as in love with the fighting as they are with each other. You know that couple that you don't want to invite over to dinner?
Yeah. You know them too?
Yeah, because they're going to start fighting in front of you.
So, Jess, do you think that couple eventually broke up?
Some couples love each other too much to move on. And they stay together full of battle scars. And, you know, I'm talking about those couples who are eternally splitting up and getting back together. And nobody wants to hear them whine about their problems anymore because you know they're going to get back together.
And our next pick is a song about exactly that kind of love. The one you're not sure is good for you, but you can't help but go back to.
Love this band.
These guys are rocking.
This is Los Románticos de Zacatecas, or The Romantics from Zacatecas, Mexico, playing Volver a Quererte, which means to love you again.
No lush romantic strings here, man. These guys are rocking hard. And the lead singer's talking about this very complicated relationship he has with this girl. And then she does things like, when she starts to cry and sob, she threatens to leave and never come back, and she starts to shake her hips. And then he says he has no other choice but to love her all over again.
I think this band is kind of like a Mexican version of the Pixies. There's so much adrenaline, so much buildup, so much energy.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy, you know, and when listening to this song, it reminds me of some of the early days of Rock and Español when there were a lot of bands doing this very basic rock and roll sound, and that's what this band reminds me of, those early days of Rock and Español.
Like who?
Well, the band that first comes to mind is El Tri from Mexico, very basic rock and roll, almost blues-based. It's a very, very simple form of rock. That's what this band reminds me of.
Interesting.
This is Alt Latino, and we're talking about love songs. And so far, we've heard a Venezuelan band unintentionally fall from lust to love.
A Chilean artist loves his girlfriend, even though they can't seem to stop clawing each other apart.
And another Chilean group fell hard and made some promises they might not be able to keep.
And a Mexican singer complains about how he keeps falling in love with the same girl over and over again. Felix, you know what I like about our song selection so far?
No idea.
They aren't corny. I was worried that they'd be corny.
Falling in love is not corny. But you seem to be in a very lovey-dovey mood today, and that strikes me as odd.
I think because I have a cold, and I want to cuddle, and I want Vic Vaporub massaged into my chest.
I'm not even going to go there. It sounds like you want a nurse and not a lover.
That would be nice. Our next singer found a lover to nurse her broken heart.
Nice transition.
Ooh, thank you. I'm brilliant. We just got done listening to a song about returning to the same old love you left behind. This singer talks about the exact opposite, finding love again after your heart was broken.
Por sorpresa, yo ya no soy Okay, our listeners may recognize that voice. Several of our listeners have asked us to play more of the Mexican singer Eli Guerra, and you can see why. I mean, she has such a sweet but soulful voice, and it easily transitions into a very passionate scream.
I love her voice. It's very like almost like ska girly, almost Gwen Stefani circa No Doubt, but it's also very powerful when she screams. It's a real lioness scream. She's singing about how she was hurt and waiting for this new love, and now she finds it and she just says, "Please, please let me have this love." You know, it really captures that adrenaline of after all this suffering, you find this great love and you just really want it to work out.
Hey, Jazz, let me pause for a second. I mean, so far we've only been talking about romantic love songs.
I thought that was what you wanted.
Well, you know, last week when we asked our audience to tell us what their favorite love songs were, one listener said her favorite love song is Amniótico from Colombian rock star Andrea Echeverri's solo work. Now, amniótico means amniotic fluid, and that's the fluid in which a baby swims when in utero. And of course, Andrea wrote this song for her own unborn child. Hay un milagro. The imagery in the song is beautiful. I mean, she talks about how there's this baby swimming in her body, but at the same time, she herself feels like she's floating joyfully on a boat.
Felix, you know, I don't have kids myself, but just listening to this song, you know, it's a very relaxing song. I actually kind of spaced out when I first heard it. We recently had Andrea Echeverri on the show to ask her who her favorite female musicians are. And she cited a lot of folk singers as influencing her style. And I can really see that. Even in this song, which is more heavily electronica, you can hear more traditional drum beats, which give the whole song a very watery feel. But I think also the theme of motherhood and celebrating that is just... It's kind of like going back to your roots and just really talking about yourself, not necessarily what sells, but what you are going through.
Oh,
This is Alt Latino, and we are talking about love songs, songs about all kinds of love. We just heard a love song by Colombian rock star Andrea Echeverri about her baby. Our next love song is an ode from an unlikely band, from a grandchild to a grandmother.
Deja que te cuente para que tú veas. No va a hablar de trabajo ni tampoco de la escuela. Aunque eso está muy bien. Eso lo sé, yo quiero que sepas tú lo mío para que veas lo más peor.
This song is called Abuela, which is a common mispronunciation of abuela. And actually that's what I call my grandma, abuela. And it's funny because in it the lead singer talks about how he travels on vacation from New York to visit his grandma. And she's a total pain in the butt. She makes him do chores. She doesn't let him hit on the neighbor's hot daughter.
I like the part where he asked for American food, hamburgers, hot dogs that he's used to eating, and she says, no way, it's rice and beans for you, senor.
That sounds like my grandma. Love about this song?
Dime.
It reminds me of my grandma, of my abuela, who is, she's really strict, but she's kind of like accidentally funky. Like she has these orthopedic leather shoes that look like really groovy platform shoes, and these tinted prescription glasses, and these old dresses that I don't think she realizes they're psychedelic. She looks like she just walked out of a George Clinton video, but she's totally strict.
I can't wait to see you dressed like that someday.
I love you, abuela. Te quiero mucho. Que rato yo tenía, siete las semanas y era uno todos los días. Encontré la solución a todos mis problemas. Es que tengo que aceptar que soy el nieto de mi abuela. Si total, después de tanto protestar, cuando llegué a Nueva York, yo me puse a pensar que ella no es lo que parece, ella es bien buena. Y todo lo que haces por ponerme en vergüenza. Pero now this song is an example of how clever and funny Molotov can be.
First of all, they lay down the beat with a remake of a song by the British punk band The Clash. That's The Clash's song, The Magnificent Seven. They also reference Young MC's Bust a Move. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove, so come on, Fatso, and just bust a move. And the lyrics, or the rapping in this case, is from the song Mi Abuela, from the Puerto Rican hip-hop group Wilfred y La Ganga from the 1980s. Sampling and covers, of course, are common in rap, but that's a good example of how to make it work. Some great songs to start with, then some creative thinking. All of that makes Molotov a very, very popular Latin alternative band. Jasmine, I like that 80s rap song so much, I think we want to keep playing it.
And that's our show for today. See, Felix, I upheld my end of the deal. We got all lovey-dovey.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
You're
for
welcome. Don't forget to check out our daily blog at npr.org/altlatino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And this has been a very lovable episode of Alt Latino. I'm sick. What do you want me to do? Not me